Blog Talk Radio.
I'm off the air.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you tonight for the next 90 minutes. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight. This is one that, wow, they were fighting to get this on the air, and we were able to get it on the air. So we're glad that we've got it, and we're going to do what we can with it tonight. And so we certainly hope and trust that all of you all will certainly be with us for the duration of tonight's broadcast. As always, I want to go ahead and welcome my various co-hosts to tonight's broadcast. And we begin this evening with the Honorable Pastor Castile Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always, sir, an honor and pleasure to have you.
Hey, Dr. Walker, and for all of our hosts, co-hosts, and families and members and friends that are on this call, it's always great to be on the call. We come with a spirit of expectancy. You know, we're expecting to learn more on how we are to support our global communities at home and abroad. And so we thank you so much, Dr. Walker, for your leadership, your guidance, and your devotion toward this great mission that we are embarking upon. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, and thank you so very much for that. Let's go ahead and bring in Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to the topic tonight, and I do just want to encourage all of you out there to pick up a copy of Dr. Jesse Walker's book, After the Passion, Now What? Go on to the website, drjessewalker.com, and grab some for friends, family, coworkers. It's a great read. And then I also want to say we're going to start something new tonight. If you invite three people to come on and talk on the show, and those three people mention your name, we'll send you a gift card. So let's have fun with that and just invite more people to be involved.
All right, excellent. Thank you so very much for that, Shield of Faith. We certainly do appreciate that. Let's go to the Peachy State over here once again, and let's bring in the world famous, the lady who comes at the top of all of the show hours, Miss Jade. Miss Jade, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Hello, hello, and thank you, and hello to everyone. And I'm always glad to be on the show once again where our Dr. Walker will not just be telling stories, but he'll be changing lives. And according to what Dr. Walker says, his stories are really deal with true situations. And with this topic tonight, Dr. Walker, you had me scratching my head. I'm like, what?
Well, we're going to certainly see. We're going to certainly see, because they had me scratching my head when they told us we were going to do it. All right, tonight, let's go ahead and welcome. Thank you, Ms. J.M. She'll come back in a moment with the disclaimer for tonight's broadcast. Let's go ahead and welcome the Demon Slayer all the way from the Carolinas. Demon Slayer, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you for having me on the show on this blessed hot Thursday. So let's get this thing popping.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome Ms. Cassandra to tonight's broadcast. Cassandra, thank you for tuning in with us. It's a pleasure to have you as well.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Dr. Walker, and everyone. Looking for a great show.
All Excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in Sparkle. Sparkle, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure and honor to have you as well.
Good evening, Dr. Walker and everyone. I look forward to the topic discussion this evening.
Excellent. We're going to go ahead and get started, and others will be joining us momentarily. Let's go ahead and begin. This is all inspired, as all of these stories are inspired by true stories, and after I give you this title, then we're going to go back to Ms. J and let her give the disclaimer. Tonight's topic, I have a friend. We committed to spend one weekend a year that my spouse does not know about. Once again, I have a friend. Tonight's topic, I have a friend. We have committed to spend one weekend a year together that my wife or my husband does not know anything about. Sounds like some funny stuff going on in there. So just before Ms. J. Reed said disclaimer, let's go ahead and welcome the world-famous Ricky to the Rescue to the Rights broadcast. Ricky to the Rescue, welcome. Always a pleasure, sir.
Oh, yes. Good evening, everyone. And what a very interesting topic. Sounds like a lot of deception may be going on.
Yes, absolutely. We're glad that you're here. Go ahead and also welcome another one of our sponsors, Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Yes. Thank you. Good evening, Dr. Walker, Pastor Roy, and all your co-hosts. Great show. The topic sounds good. Looking forward to that. Thank you.
Yes. And Ms. A, let's bring you in here for that disclaimer.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, we should make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let's have a great program tonight.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that, Ms. J. Let me begin with you, Ms. J, since I have you here. Ms. Friend, Ms. J, it sounds like something's going on here, and we're already starting to get comments in here. When somebody says, well, you know, this is your good girlfriend, for example, she says, you know, I got a friend, knowing that she's married, she says, I got a friend, and I met this guy on the job, and we've actually committed to spending one weekend a year, just one, you know, and my husband don't know anything about that. So she says, the guy is really a lot of fun. He's completely the opposite of my husband. So Ms. J, she tells you that in confidence. Ms. J, this is your friend. Do you betray your friend, or what do you say? Do you smile and giggle with her?
No, no way. Well, for me, I'm going to look at her and say, why would you want to see somebody one time a year? Talk about you have fun with them. What's the purpose? Usually when you want to see somebody, you want to get a relationship going or whatever. And, of course, he's married. And, of course, you know, y'all seeing each other. He don't care nothing about you. So I guess it's just something for you all to do or something or someone to be done to or whatever the case might be. But what's the purpose? Especially if you're talking about you're just friends or are you trying to get a relationship. So what happens with you two those 362 days out of the year? You know, y'all act like strangers? What's up with that?
Well, then she goes on to say to you, she says, well, it's a little bit more than that. We met on the job. We're both executives on the job. And we actually get to go on, you know, trips every other month. And even though we get separate rooms, we're both executives for the company. And, hey, you know, I sneak in his room or he'll sneak in my room. I mean, so we see each other more often. It's just that every year we actually vacation together. So he does care about me, she says. So what do you tell her that then?
Girl, stop fooling yourself. A man don't care nothing about you just 2 to 3 days out of a year. You just something to do. You his side piece or whatever you want to call you. But you are not in his heart or he care nothing about you. Because if you were to do something crazy, he would leave you right there and wouldn't give you the second thought.
But see, the thing you fail to realize is, Ms. J, she also has a husband. So, but he's boring. Her husband is boring. This guy is exciting. Ms. J, who can give that up? Seriously.
I mean, you could... Just 3 days, I think that's what gets me. 3 days out of a year. What you getting out of them 3 days? I mean, he must be something else to just take care of you for 3 days and you good for a whole year.
Okay.
I mean,
all right,
yeah.
We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ricky to the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. Ricky to the Rescue, I mean, when that adrenaline is flowing like that and it's excitement and the novelty's not wearing off, because, you know, sometimes you with your spouse, and the novelty's worn off. You've gotten used to each other. You're taking each other for granted. But now here's something. You've seen a person. He looks like he comes out of GQ magazine. She looks like she's coming out of Essence magazine. Top of the line, because they dress. They're seeing each other at their best. So she's smelling good. He's smelling good. He's looking good. You know, the whole nine yards. And so you're going home to your significant other who the novelty's worn off, and it's you're tired of that used to, that rhythm of used to. And now you got some highlight and fun in your life. Like women be highlighting their hair, and some men are doing it now too. So, Ricky to the Rescue, why does that adrenaline seem so exciting now? Ricky to the Rescue.
You know, it's a lust that sounds potentially as well. You know, once the adrenaline starts to get the rushing and, you know, those pleasure hormones start to kick in, the dopamine, the happy hormone and everything else, it kind of takes you out of your of reality, right, and put you into a fantasy. And some people get comfortable living a fantasy, right? And so when you get comfortable living that fantasy, you continue to do it. Why? Maybe you're sneaking, right? It's exciting. It's more so putting excitement in your life. It may be missing at home.
Right. Okay, there we have it. So, Pastor Rowe, not that we're saying it's right, but what position do we have to be judging these people like that? I mean, you know, shouldn't we just mind our own business?
Well, I tell you, my spirit chimes in with Sister J. You know, I could just make it short. Not only no, but the antithesis of heaven. Heaven's no. I don't go for that kind of stuff. That's it. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, Pastor Rose. I've never seen you be that short on the air, but thank you, Pastor Rose. That was awesome. Let's go over here now. Shield of Faith. I mean, Shield of Faith, here it is. It's like, as bad as it might sound, it's a reality. People want to have fun in life, Shield of Faith. Come on now. If you're bored in your relationship, but you're not leaving because it still brings some value. So this is exciting. Shield of Faith, talk to me.
I get that that might be exciting, but how about you try to make some excitement in your relationship that really means something, not just a weekend of a fling. I mean, you can take all the energy that you're putting into that one weekend a year and put it into your own relationship that means something, as opposed to just doing that one time a year for a couple of days.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Cassandra, I want to bring you in here and ask the question. Cassandra, hasn't it ever been a time, and I don't want anybody to incriminate themselves over the air, but when you were dating somebody and they were like boring and it's like, you know, this guy, he's just something to do. And then another guy comes along, just sweep you off your feet, and you get excited. Isn't that possible, Cassandra?
Well, it may be possible in some cases, but, I mean, that was not the case in my case, no. But with this case here, it's just a bunch of lies, deception, and deceit.
Okay, all right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Then, Sparkles, I mean, we're only human. We're not superhumans. We're not gods. So how we expect, we live on a planet where there's sin and all kind of other foolishness going on. Can we be expected to really yield or resist temptation I mean, seriously?
We can. We can't resist temptation. It's a choice. It is a choice that we have to make. That
so you really think,
Sparkles,
you really think that it's humanly possible to just like resist temptation, like you turn a light switch on and off? Are you telling me that your feelings could be turned on and off like just like that? Seriously, Sparkles?
If you care about someone, it's probably going to be difficult. It would be difficult, okay? Feelings involved. But you still have a choice that you have to make.
All right. We're going
to
certainly ask you to stand by a demon slayer.
That temptation.
Yeah. So, demon slayer, when you cross that line, that's a line of... it's just like you cross that line. Then isn't it hard to go back to where you were? Because it felt so good, unless you've never experienced that.
You're doing some good questions today, Dr. Walker. But I'm going to say this. Once you cross that line and you're married and things of that nature and you get in touch with that lust, and that fornication and getting into what the devil wants you to do, you know what I mean? So you're full of it and you're in the dark and you start to love it. So the devil start to take hold of you, you know what I mean? And pretty soon you don't see your significant other. And so that's what he wants you to take that face away and show his face with the other person. So that's what you got to really be aware of, the devil's wiles when it comes to that.
But Demon Slayer, when you get excited about someone, would you agree, when you really get excited about something, or particularly someone, another being that, ooh, it smells good, it tastes good, it's just kind of, you know, your brain starts to, you know, especially for men and women it happens to, our brains are just like out of control. It's like, I want that. You know, it feels exciting even when you're with somebody that you've been with. But the newness of somebody else is like, it's a rush. It's like a drug, that adrenaline, you know, that dopamine, like Richard Rescue talks about, that happy drug. It feels good. Demon Slayer. And I know we all want to, like, sound godly and human tonight, but, I mean, for real, let's talk about the feelings for real, you know, without trying to offend anyone, of course. What do you think, Demon Slayer?
Let's talk about the feelings for real then. Okay, you say that you love the fun of it, you know what I mean? And you like the lustfulness of it. And so
yes.
without discipline, you start to go that route, right? But it might be new, but at the end, it's going to be like wormwood. You know what I mean? You go straight down the hill with her. You might be having a lot of fun, but you don't even know what you're doing. You don't even go by your vows anymore or your commitment to your significant other. And that's what the devil wanna tune you into. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't always go to something new. Sometimes it's good to keep the old.
It's good to keep the old. But what about if the old is getting on your nerves, Demon Slayer? The old is like every time I turn around, what did I do now? What didn't I do? What did I say? What didn't I say? What's the matter now? I mean, it's like every time I turn around, this man has got, she's got drama. He's got, you know, every time I turn around, this woman's got something going on. So Demon Slayer, then you find a breath of fresh air. And it's like, oh, my goodness, this woman looks so, or this man is so nice. Demon Slayer, come on, seriously? Come on. When that other person is just getting on your nerves, you're like, you don't want to go home.
You know what? I love when you get to the point when in your relationship where you know, you love for them to get on your nerves sometimes. You know what I mean? So I know
you
I'm
really
trying to get on somebody. If somebody, yeah, because you love somebody, you're going to take it. You're going to know that person, you know what I mean, and start to have date nights and start to do things different, like when you first met. Why you got married in the first place, it was a time that you really did love that person. So you got to reconstruct everything and do different things. Go to the gym, go to the museum, take nature walks, have a date night. You need to do things like that to enrich it. Instead of spending that time with somebody else that's new, just keep what you went with God and had a vow to and nurture it. That's what you have to do.
Okay. So, Demon Slayer, did you ever see the movie Harlem Nights? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. All right, you saw it. Ms.
Dr.
Walker, did you ever see Harlem Nights?
I did, but I can't really recall it.
Okay.
But let me say one thing. I just want to be real with y'all, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know. Okay. She had to go once a year because some things weren't going right at home and she wanted to get away with this guy. It couldn't be too sexual because human feelings, you know, if that man was really feeling good to her and they was having a good time, I don't see how once a year was enough. So, you know, really, you know, if they had to do it, they did real good to just meet up once a year, because if it was that good, you know, they would be meeting up more frequently. So maybe they weren't too sexually involved or something, because when you get sexually involved, like you said, that feeling, you be wanting more and more and more, and y'all know you do, you know,
okay,
especially
but,
that person was good to you.
Right, but Michelle,
they
you missed
once
something.
A year?
No, you missed something earlier. Remember I said your girlfriend told you they work at the same company. We're going to get to tonight's story because this reflects tonight's story. The company sends them on trips once every two months. And so they get to see each other on those trips. So they are actually, but they go on those trips. It's a business trip. So they get to see each other at that time. They get to sneak into each other's rooms during that time as well.
I understand
but
that.
Once a year
but even
out
if
of the
you
year,
do it then you won't. Yeah, I understand it's a business trip and they see each other. But if they send each other on business trip, they're gonna want to see each other locally if they really being intimate and all of that. So maybe that's in your story. I don't know, but I just can't see one time a year and they don't want more and more and more. That's all I was saying.
All right, let's go to the story now. This is one weekend every year, and my spouse knows nothing about it, right? I have a friend. We committed to spending one weekend a year every year, and my spouse does not know anything about it. This is the guy. His name is Carlos. And, of course, the names are always changed to protect the innocent, but all of these stories are inspired by true stories. Carlos and his coworker, that's who he's actually getting involved with. Carlos and his coworker, they met on the job. They are both executives for the company but work in different departments. Carlos has been married for over 12 years with a family of his own. So he not only has a wife, but he has kids as well. His coworker is also married and has a family. In addition to working closely together, Carlos and his coworker became very close friends. In fact, it did not take them long to discuss their independent marital problems, which contributed to the affair they started having. For the record, the company had a policy of no fraternizing amongst employees, even at the executive level. Of course, Carlos and his coworker secretly violated the company policy. Now, it was common for the executives to take quarterly trips for exclusive meetings, all expenses paid by the company, which included hotel. This really gave Carlos and his coworker carte blanche or justification to do their own thing while separated from their spouses. Now, Carlos was recently promoted and was scheduled to be relocated from Florida to Washington, D.C. Now, just before his final move to D.C., Carlos and his coworker made a commitment to spend one weekend every year at an undisclosed location to enjoy each other. This has been going on now for the past 3 years, in addition to the quarterly meetings that they continue to take place. It's now time for Carlos to meet up with his coworker at Lake Tahoe, for their annual weekend rendezvous. Oh, my goodness, this has got to be nice, right? So now everything was going well until Carlos's wife found out about his upcoming trip to Lake Tahoe. His wife did not mention anything to him and thought she would surprise him by joining him at Lake Tahoe. So, as the story goes, the second day of Carlos' trip to Lake Tahoe, his wife showed up at the hotel around 9:15 p.m. due to a delayed flight. As she arrived at the hotel, she persuaded the desk attendant to give her a key after showing him the proper identification. As she entered the room, she was traumatically surprised to catch her husband and his coworker passionately in the natural act. The shock on his face left his wife to say, "I came to surprise you, but I guess the surprise is on me." She painfully stormed out of the room and slammed the door behind her. The story is actually to be continued in part two. Miss J, I go to you now. Did she have to slam the door, Miss J? Did she really have to slam the door?
I wouldn't have been the one leaving.
What do you mean by that, Miss J?
Miss co-worker would have to go somewhere. And
why?
Me and Carlos,
he was in the natural
we would have been having some discussions.
I mean, we're going to discuss
the
now. They're in the natural act, Miss J. Who
I
wants to talk
care,
you're in the natural act, Miss J? Seriously?
I don't care. Miss co-worker going to get out of that bed and go somewhere. I don't care if she go by that door naked. I don't care. I don't care because ain't gonna be the one be running out the door with my tail between my legs because I didn't do nothing wrong. You leave.
Okay. But he didn't even invite you there, Miss J. He didn't even tell his wife.
I'm the wife. You don't have to invite your wife when you're doing stuff like that. And I should be able to surprise you. That's why, whatever you're doing, the dog gonna come to the light. You know that. So he finally got caught after 3 years plus.
We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Pastor Rowe, why can't the wife just kind of like downplay it and say, well, you know what, I wasn't here to be with him. And, Pastor Rowe, couldn't she just forgive him and we all just simply get along?
Well, I tell you like this, Dr. Walker, and I always say the neck of the woods, that I have, I come from, I'm old Southern boy,
Avenue D.
It's a lot of Avenue D's all over the world, But the passion that my sister Jay is giving, it's the same passion that I got, I can understand it would be war. He just got caught in the act. It's a wonder that somebody didn't get attacked, I have tears in my eyes when the lady trusted her husband and he out there, doing lustful things, that's sad, but, back to what you say in the next 10 seconds, the Bible does say you are not to temptation. You resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You got to know how to just say no. Like you say, just say no to drugs. Just say no to the devil. I spent time in the military. Give me 10 more seconds. And I saw some things when people go overseas, they see those.
I know.
Women.
Talk to us, Pastor Rowe. Do you see them women look like Bathsheba? Go ahead.
Yeah. I said, my God, seemed like 100% of them was out there going ahead and yielding to temptation, And I said, wow. And then Demon Slayer, he's overseas. He knows the name of the game, But it's just, long story short, it's just praying time. Yield not to temptation. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
But the devil keep coming back when he know that David is looking at this woman out there, Bathsheba, and it's like David got to go back out there and keep checking to see if that woman Bathsheba is sunbathing at a certain time of the day, he's gonna look. So is something wrong with David?
Well, you might have to look if you. I mean, you messed up. You know, when you see a beautiful woman and then all of a sudden you.
That's what I'm saying. See, people don't understand. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, somebody.
But you got to turn your head, turn the head the other way and don't entertain these lustful thoughts. It'll eat you up. It'll get you.
I know I'm from another planet. Somebody help me, please, because, Pastor Rose, seriously, what man on this earth, help me, somebody, that's going to turn his head and look the other way? I mean, it's like something, Pastor Rose, is that humanly possible?
Well, some things you can't do it with the human aspects. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to help you.
Is it possible sometimes that the Holy Spirit might be at lunch or something? Because it's like, Pastor Ro, I'm telling you, what happens to us?
Well, you know, I mean, that's the way it's been since Satan got kicked out of heaven. You know, he's been going around tipping in millions of people. Sex sin destroys a lot of people, you know. But that's why a family that pray together stay together. You and your spouse need to be praying all the time, you know.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We've got a live one here tonight. We've got a lot to cover tonight. And we haven't even touched the surface yet because this one is real deep. Let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the block. Benny from the block, thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's a pleasure to have you, sir.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry for my late return, but I'm just getting in, so.
We're great to have you here. So let's go here. Benny from the block, please stand by. Let me go. Ricky to the rescue. I want to bring you in here, sir. And just, Ricky to the rescue, I'm still trying to find out why did Carlos's wife, why did she have to slam the door? But she didn't just slam it. She painfully slammed the door when she saw her husband and the coworker in a natural act.
That's all she did. Slammed the door, you know that. And I'm surprised it wasn't followed by something else or a lot of something else. But I think what's interesting about this story and what happens, I don't know why we get advice from people who's going through the same thing or similar stuff from maybe going through. You know, you have pastors and you have counselors and you have all kind of people you can go talk to. Even you can go speak to someone who's in a successful marriage or relationship that's going well. I don't know. Maybe people feel like he judged or something, but quite often we just get so we go to the wrong people.
Yes, we do. We really do. We really do. And then, so Reach the Rescue, why do some oftentimes we keep, you know, repeating these things? I mean, clearly it wasn't Carlos's wife's fault. She was trying to surprise her husband. You know, she trusted him, as Pastor Rose said, but should we put our full, whole heart, trust, and spirit into another human being? Reach the Rescue, what do you think?
Well, I'm sure that there were some, you know, red flags or warning signs or whatever you want to call them. I don't think this just happened overnight, you know, because if they was having problems within their marriage, like there were some things, and you know, for I don't want to say she probably had a blind eye to it, but maybe this was her attempt to try to just make things better, right? I'm gonna go and I'm gonna surprise him. And we're going to move forward and make it better, but it doesn't always turn out that way.
No, it doesn't. Rick Tereshko, if she came to see you for your services and she told you her story, she told you this story, that I caught him in the natural act, and now he's claiming that he's sorry. He said that was the first time that ever happened. And, you know, you only going by what she tells you because he lied to her, of course. Maybe this is the first time this ever happened. I don't know what got into me. Please don't leave me. I will never do it again. And he's lying. So Ricky to rescue, but you, that's not your position to judge him. But she's asking you, she says, I love my husband so much. And, you know, I believe him that he just got caught up. He was away from me. He told me he was missing me so much. And he said he was even thinking about me while he was in that natural act with that woman. So, and she says, I believe him. So, Rig to Rescue, what would you tell her? You, as a therapist, what would you tell her?
Well, the concern here is how long it actually happened. And, you know, it happened for years. So if it happened for years, I don't know how easy it's going to be for him to just turn things around and say, I'm this new person, unless it's just some type of miraculous spiritual intervention. Because once you create a habit of something in which he did, it's very difficult to just say all of a sudden, I'm just going to turn this switch and I'm just going to make this difference. And so she has to think in her, you know, with herself to say, hey, do I really want to compromise our trust by continuing to be in this marriage? Because at some point in the back of my mind, I'm going to think that he's probably potentially doing something, because it's hard to really forgive a person if it's been going on for that long. It's real difficult. Not saying that it can't happen, but I think she has to be honest with herself first to see if she's able to move forward and forgive, because if that doesn't happen, that marriage is not going to go anywhere.
But here's the thing. He told her after this here, but he told her, and she's telling you, he said that was his first time doing it. He didn't tell her about the three-year thing. He didn't tell her about every other month when they get together, or quarterly when they get together. He just told her, baby, this was the first time, I promise you, this was the first time that ever happened. He wants his marriage, but he wants that woman too. But he's only telling her, you know how sometimes people will lie to protect their interests? So you only know. She's coming to you and saying, my husband says this was the first time that ever happened. And she says, I really believe him to be telling me the truth, because he was crying. And I haven't seen my husband cry like that before. I believe him. I believe he really loves me. And she says, Mr. Ricky to Rescue, I don't want to leave him. He promises me he's never going to do it again. So, Ricky to Rescue, do you tell her anything different at this point in time? Because he's saying this was the first time. It's never happened before. So, I mean, do you tell her anything different than what you said?
Well, I definitely think that she needs some time to herself to do some self-reflection, because my question would be, is this her emotional response or is this her realistic response? Because at the end of the day, if a person is doing anything deceitful, I don't care how small or how big it is, you can watch a person's behavior, and their behavior is going to change somewhere. And if you're able to sit yourself down and kind of just reflect over the course of time of the changes that could have potentially occurred, you can start saying to yourself, well, wait a minute. He did start leaving work early around this time or whatever the patterns are, and you can kind of figure out how long it's been going on for yourself. So once you start to say that you're going to trust someone, it has to come after you was able to do a self-reflection to really analyze a lot of their behaviors moving forward. Because if they tell you one lie, they may have to tell you more lies to cover up the next thing they don't want you to know. And so it's real important for her to kind of remove herself first and be able to spend some time with herself to collect and gather her thoughts so she can manage these emotions effectively, because it could just be that, you know, she could be just emotional. We don't know. You know, she slammed that door. We don't know where she's at. And so she needs to get herself back. She needs to find herself, and she needs to reflect.
Okay, so Ricky to Rescue, as therapists, you and I know this. It gives us slightly an advantage because we know this. But people, a lot of people are not trained as we're trained. You know, they may go by certain experiences, but when this woman's, her heart is into this man like that, or vice versa, a man's heart is into a woman like that, and then they're definitely emotional. All of us would be. And all of a sudden now, you know, could we as therapists expect her to just collect herself? This woman is totally confused, and you know that as a therapist. So now she's coming to say, help me, you know, is it my fault that this has happened? Now she's asking you, could I have done something? I didn't see any red flags, Mr. Ricky to Rescue. So how could he do this to me? That's what she's asking you.
Most definitely. It's very sad if she gets to a point where she starts to blame herself. And so I think I'm going back to reiterating finding herself because,
okay.
you know, for her to go to say, I'm going to surprise him, I'm very curious about where that came from, right? Because it's evident that they was having problems. So to find out where that came from, is she trying to fix something? And what is she trying to fix? Because at the end of the day, we spend a lot of time trying to fix things, and we don't even understand exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
And so I think she needs more understanding, right? And understanding will help her get to her solution. And most of the time, we jump to conclusions, right? And when I say we jump to conclusions, because we experienced things before in life. So in our brain, it automatically says, oh, this is going to be this. When in reality, we live life each day and life is changing. And so we really should learn how to adapt to the changes instead of premeditating thoughts that's going to say it's going to be a certain kind of way.
All right. Raise the rescue. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We'll be back to you momentarily, sir. Let me go. A name is not coming up in the queue. We're going to call the first six numbers and tell us who you are. 678-964. Who do we have and welcome?
Hello, hello, Doc. This is Jeffrey McKinney.
Mr. Jeffrey McKinney, thank you for joining us tonight. Jeffrey McKinney, what is, you know, I have a friend. Tonight's topic. We committed to spend one weekend a year that my spouse does not know about. Okay, it's wrong. But I mean, it happens, and this story happened, and you wait till you hear part two of this story. So, Jeff McKinney, I mean, let's say this is a friend of yours this happens to, and
okay.
Jeff McKinney, the question becomes, how does she find confidence in you, or she may decide that she wants to get back at him and do the natural act with someone because this was done unto her. You know how they say do unto others as they would have you do unto you, whatever that is?
Yeah.
Or do unto
yeah.
others before they do unto you or after they do unto you. What do you say?
As you know, Doc, trust is very hard earned. It's easily lost. At the end of the day, it's just going to be that person's choice if they want to trust the person to be with them. But I've been there, and it's hard, Doc. It's just going to be hard for her to ever trust them again. Not saying it can't happen, but it's going to be very, very hard for her to trust him again. And she don't need to beat herself up saying, what did I do? You didn't do nothing wrong. That wasn't her choice. It was the next person's choice. We can't beat ourselves up and say, why did a person cheat? Why? We can't. That's something we can never stop, Doc. The next person can't stop it. The individual that's going to be committing the act, that's the only person that's going to be able to stop it. So it's just a personal choice if she's willing to deal with it. It's going to take a lot, though, to get through it.
But could it make you feel good, at least, that you sought revenge, that, okay, she did it to me, I'm going to do it to her. He did it to me, I'm going to do it to him. Couldn't it just, you know, or does that make you feel more guilty? And the only way sometimes
you
can answer that is if they've experienced it. Go ahead, Jeff.
In the beginning, Doc, that will make you feel a little comfort. It'll make you feel that you're getting payback. In the beginning, it will. Then as time go on, you get older, you get wiser, you're going to be like, I'm not really paying anyone back. I'm only hurting myself. So
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
She's not really the person that's trying to pay someone back. You can't pay anyone back. That's not up to you. You'll get a little joy out of it in the beginning, but once it go on, you're going to realize I'm not getting any comfort out of it. It's not doing anything for me.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying?
Jeff, So, Mr. Jeff McKinney, without incriminating yourself, and if you choose to pass on this question, just say pass, and it will leave suspicion in our minds, but I want to kind of just ask this question. You know, how you know if it's going to make you feel guilty? Or, you know, you might feel good in the beginning, the initial part, but how do you know it's going to make you feel guilty afterwards unless you've walked in those shoes? So what can we tell our audience tonight? You know, that almost is like, you know, I can say this from experience, you know, because our listeners want to know.
So to answer your question, I've walked in those shoes. I've had someone cheated on me, and I wasn't doing anything. I was a good husband. I wasn't out there cheating. So after a while, I said to myself, enough is enough. I'm going to go out there and get payback. And I did it. And when I did in the beginning, it made me feel good, like, yeah, I'm getting her back for this and that and this and that. But then as time went on, I said to myself, I'm not really paying her back. Like, it's not – vengeance is not mine. You know what I'm saying, Doc? It makes you feel good in the beginning, but then after a while it gets old and you realize you're not hurting anyone but yourself.
Okay, but did it take you, like, several times with the same person, woman, or multiple women before you – you know, after 5 years you realize it's just hurting myself? Or did you stop after that one time since you put yourself out there? I'm just asking.
It took multiple women to make me realize that I wasn't paying my wife back. I was only hurting myself. But I was hurting the women that I was involved with because their feelings was getting into it. And I didn't have any feelings. I was only doing it for payback. So it's just not a good thing. You get what I'm saying?
I do. Yes. Yeah.
I was only doing it for payback, and then the women that I was involved with, their hearts was getting in, and I was like, no, I'm not in it for this. I didn't tell them that.
Right.
I was only doing it for payback, but that's what I was doing it for. It made me feel good for a little while, Doc, but after some years, I realized I was only hurting myself.
But you stayed in it for years to so far along the way.
I did.
I did. Right.
And after a while, I just said to myself, I'm not going to cheat anymore to try to pay my wife back. So I stopped.
Okay. All right.
And she stopped. And we ended up having a good marriage, but I think there was a still missed level of trust. Because if I would go to the grocery store, she was like, it only supposed to take you 10 minutes to go to the grocery store, but you was gone 30 minutes. And I would say, hey, I stopped and played the lottery, this. So even though we just stayed in it, the trust was gone.
I see. And Mr. Jeff, I don't want you to incriminate yourself any further than you know.
No,
but,
I don't mind because
so
I'm not.
Did you stay
to
the
interval
and play the lottery, or did you something? Did it cross your mind to deviate a little bit or to detour or go on that frolic tour? I mean, did it cross your mind?
Yes, it crossed my mind a lot of times, but then I thought about I didn't want to hurt the person that was on the other end, because I'm a lovable guy and I didn't want women falling for me, and I know I couldn't give but 20% and they was giving me 100, so I didn't
right.
want to play with anyone and hurt them.
I understand. So would you say that did you ever think about it when you were out there for those years with the multiple women? Was it that you stopped, you had an epitome to stop, or was it that the women were starting to make demands that got on your nerves and it's like, I can't, like Solomon perhaps. He said, it's all vanity and vexation of spirit having all of them women. What would you say, Jeff? I mean, Did you have an epitome to think like that? That no, this woman here, she, this one, that one, the other one. I'm tired. Was that it? Or did that have anything to do with it? Probably?
Well, it was a combination. I was tired, and then some of the women that I was fooling with, some of them was telling me they was in love with me, and I just didn't want to keep. And I hurt a lot of women. Like I lied to them, like, hey, I'm not married. Okay. I'm doing it. And so I hurt a lot of women. So the reason I stopped out, I didn't want to inflict any more pain on an innocent woman, because a lot of them I was lying to. Like, I wasn't married. I'm a truck driver. I'm never home. So they couldn't, so they couldn't come over to my house. So I kept up a facade a long time. So what made me stop, I didn't want to inflict any more pain. The pain that was inflicted to me by my wife, I inflicted it to other women, and I didn't want that cycle to continue.
I certainly understand.
So that's what made me stop.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We certainly appreciate your transparency and sharing that with us. Let's go to D. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to D from Georgia. D, thank you for joining us tonight. D, I mean, this has got to be really tough. You know, if somebody has a friend, that you're deceiving your spouse on, and then you come to find out you're trying to surprise them, but you get surprised. So, D, would you say it's fair, don't try to surprise anybody anymore? Just tell them, hey, I'm having a birthday party. Or if you're going out of town, I'm going to come up there, or I might come up there, so be expecting me. Don't do anything because I might come up there. D, what do you think?
I think if you're married, you should know whether they like, well, to say they like deposits or not, but the trust should be there. I don't think you should stop just because you were cheated on, lied to. But on the other hand, if it happens, just like saying that you're going to go do something to get somebody back, I think you have to love yourself enough not to do that. It's not about getting the other person back. They've done something to you, so why are you giving them anything? You're giving them something by trying to get them back, and you hurt yourself more than they initially hurt you. And,
okay, so go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dee.
I don't think you should stop. I mean, there's got to be trust, a certain level of trust in all relationships. And when it comes to something like that, again, you love yourself enough to, think it through and make the decision that you think is best. And in a way, it's almost as if you do become selfish at that time because you're thinking about yourself. But you have to think about what's best for you. And I, as far as the surprise, I think Vinny said something about she must have had an idea something was up already. And if she fooled herself into thinking that that was going to make it better, then she found out the hard way she was wrong. But I don't want it to stop you from surprising. It goes deeper than that.
All right. Dee, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. We certainly appreciate your comment. We got to go real fast, because we're running out of time, and we haven't even taken any of the comments that have come into the studio, even though we'll be on here for another 35 minutes or so. Let's go here now. Shield of Faith, let's bring you in here, and I hope you all haven't fallen asleep because this is a very hot topic tonight. Shield of Faith, let's bring you in here now, and with Carlos's wife. Shield of Faith, and people are saying, it's fortunate she only slammed the door. But why take it out on the woman, the coworker? Is it her fault? I mean, is it her fault?
It's both their faults. The coworker knew he was married. The coworker knew it was wrong. The husband knew it was wrong. I don't see anything wrong with that wife wanting to surprise her husband. That's how you keep excitement in your marriage. Good marriages, you have surprises, you have getaways, you have things that you try to, add excitement to. So there was nothing wrong with her going there to surprise him, to try to have fun with him. But her slamming the door was out of her anger and hurt. A lot of people would do that. So I mean, most of us would do that, slam the door, leave, or like Ms. J said, kick her out and then have a discussion, depending on what your composure could be at that point. And, you know, her walking out and slamming the door, maybe she did that instead of something violent that could have caused her more harm than good. A lot of people get violent in those situations, and then nothing is, comes of that. That is good.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. J, I want to bring you back in here. Ms. J, what if the woman decides, I'm not going anywhere? You don't tell me what to do? Uh-uh. You know, your husband knew what he was doing. He's a grown man. This is consensual. Okay, you know? So what if she decides she's going to take her defense and stand her ground, Ms. J?
Okay, me, I'm pretty smooth-headed person. Then I'm talking to my husband, Carlos, you handle this. It's between you and I, Carlos. You handle this. One of y'all got to get out of here because we need to have a discussion and we got to see what's going on here. So either you ask her to leave or you leave, Carlos, and you get us, you take us somewhere else. Because I'm not just going to leave the situation 100% and leave her there with him, and then they just continue what they was doing, you know, which they probably won't continue, but they'll still be together. You know, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to nip it right then. Either you go, I go, somebody, but me and you going to be together.
Well, couldn't it be that
and,
all y'all just night get together, Miss Jane? If she decides not to go? Huh?
Say that again.
Couldn't it be that she decided, I'm not going anywhere. Uh-uh. I was here before you came, lady. Okay, yeah, I know
well,
you're his wife.
Say, I'm going to tell my husband, handle that.
Right, right.
You know, and if my husband don't handle that, I won't slam the door, and then I say, fine. I know exactly where you're coming from. Then I will go out, goodbye,
but
you know.
If he asked her to kindly leave, say, listen, co-worker, you know, just go, she and I got something to talk about. And she says, I'm not going nowhere because women will and men will take that defense. And it's like, hey, you make a decision between, but I'm not leaving out of here, okay?
Well, her naked butt can stay right in now. Carlos going to come out. You know.
So
you're going to
tell Carlos, get on, put on
fine.
Your clothes and come out.
You know, I don't care what she do, but me and Carlos, me and my husband going to talk. She can stay in there. I really don't care. But I'm
care.
Not going to leave the situation. And
but
she's not going to be in there while I'm talking to my husband. We're not going to be three of us talking.
And what are you going to say to Carlos if he comes out? You know, he comes out.
Okay.
He puts on his clothes.
I'm going to say, Carlos, okay, explain yourself. You know, he's going to tell me a bunch of lies. I don't know what kind of lie he can tell because I'm looking at both of y'all.
Okay.
And,
she's not present now. And just to play Carlos for a moment, he's going to say, listen, sweetie, Carlos don't even drink. He said, you know, they must have put something in my drink tonight. I don't know. I got a little kind of lightheaded, and she came on to me. Maybe I was even thinking about you while she was here. It's like her perfume made me think about you. Now, Miss J.
I'm going to say, Carlos, it seems like I've been a fool for a while. But, you know, Fool Day, April Fool Day or whatever day is gone now. Now I see what's going on. So, you know, what you're telling me is a bunch of, and I don't want to hear it. So if you can't come out straight with me, that's it. You know, I just want him to know before I leave that premises that when he do come home, you know, he might find out it was cheaper to keep me.
Really? What does that mean, Ms. J?
He might find out. 12 years of marriage and then 3 years with this other woman. My trust is gone.
But he's telling you that was the first time. He's not going to, Ms. J, he's not going to tell
that's
you the truth.
That's the first time he got caught. That's
what
he's telling
me. But he's telling you, he's like, baby, I promise you, that's the first time that ever happened. Ms. J, aren't
you
inclined to believe him? That's your husband.
Maybe you need to talk to somebody else because I ain't one of them women that believe all this stuff. You know, I tell them in a minute, I was born on a day but one yesterday. And and then the reason why I even came there, like I think Ricky said, I kind of sensed something, you know, that not that he was doing anything, that maybe I needed to be there with him and show him how much I love him because these ones right at home, I just want to surprise him and see if we put a little spark in our marriage.
Right,
and
of course.
I felt I need to do something, but I didn't need to do that because evidently he had this spark in the bed with him.
Right.
So, you know, things come to the light. That's all I got to say. And ain't one of them women that going to forgive you that easy. Maybe it was if it was truly the first time, but it wouldn't. Because
but you don't know that, Miss.
I don't know it, but you got to prove it to me. You telling me that is not proof to me.
All right.
You
we're
know,
gonna ask
and it's going to be hard for you to prove it.
Right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Miss J. We'll be back to you momentarily. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to one scan. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. I think Benny from the Block is still with us. Benny from the Block, I mean, why can't she just believe, you know, why can't Carlos's wife just believe that what he's trying to, he's begging her and pleading with her that this was the first time, even though it is a lie, why can't she believe him?
Well, because most women have what they call intuition, and it's a, like a second sense to realize when something is just new and something just commonality. And she probably picked up on the commonality of how their relationship was going or what she saw. You know, there's certain things that people just do once they've been together for a while. The other thought I was going to say is this is probably very important. I'll go very quickly on this. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I act like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. This all the fair things and extracurricular things, that's all childish. And so what I would suggest, and this is just my opinion, is that if you know you have those tendencies, you want to be sexing all kinds of other women and all that kind of stuff, there's many groups that you get in. They got swingers club, they got men's club, they got gay club, they got all kinds of clubs where you can go and do whatever you want to do. You can make up any kind of fantasy you want. You can lie about whatever you want. You can create what environment you ever want to do. And just do that. Don't go get married to someone and make a commitment to them that you're going to be with them forever. You're going to be honest and truthful, and you're going to actually be true to what you said. Because when you become a man and you make a covenant commitment with a woman, that means that those childish ways, even though they may pop up, I'm past that already. I'm not going to do all that. Because it doesn't have a good ending. I have never met anybody who's ever done that that had a good ending where it just kind of works out. There was a gentleman on the phone. I understood what he said. He said yes. He was able to continue in his marriage. I applaud you for that, but he wasn't able to continue in the way that it was originally designed to do. There's still mistrust. There's still distrust. There's still things that are uncomfortable. Now, is he making it work? Yes, but the fact of the matter is it's still uncomfortable, and who wants to be in an uncomfortable situation? It's like every day you wake up to a potential lie about your sexual behavior. I don't want that, and nobody else don't want that, but like they song says, my body's here, but my mind is somewhere else. Where is our mind at?
Absolutely. Good point. Sir Ben, you mentioned that, you know, when I know you were talking about 1 Corinthians 13, but, you know, you talked about when I was a child, I did certain things, but when I became a man, I changed those ways, and I'm paraphrasing here. But then how is this act childish? Because children don't get caught up into that type of act as children. And when we're talking about children, we're talking probably about 13 and under. So how is that childish ways? These are more adult-inclined ways. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, but here is the simple fact. Children do things impulsively without consciousness, without thinking about it, because they don't have any sense of responsibility to what the act is going to create in their lives later on. They don't see the negativity of things that are going to occur. They only see in the moment, right now, this is what I'm doing. And then as long as you stay in there, it becomes like the gerbil on the hamster on the wheel that keeps going round and round and round. Well, you think you're doing something, but the fact of the matter is you're not doing anything. You're just wasting time, and you're just waiting for the fire to come and catch you. That's all.
All right, sir. Ben, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a lot to cover tonight, you all. We've got a lot to cover tonight, you all, and we're almost out of time here. Let's go to Ms. Augustine. Ms. Augustine, thank you for your patience. Ms. Augustine, I mean, this is a lot to cover, Ms. Augustine. What's on your mind?
At 28, I married my second husband, and he was 24 years older than me. And I saw signs, but I ignored them because I was in love with being married. And one day, a woman came to my house, and she knew my house just as good as I did. And I came to find out that my husband was bringing the woman in my house, having sex in our bed. One day she came there. I kept her there until my husband came home. And I had my husband to confront her in front of me. I didn't get upset. I didn't get angry. And I let him talk. He made her leave. He disrespected her. And then he told me that she was nothing to him. But she told me everything that was going on with them for 5 years. 5 years. I blamed myself for years. I put him out that night. But for 5 years, I blamed myself. He told me I was too fat. I lost weight. He told me I was too thin. I gained weight. Miss Cross saw me. I'm a beautiful woman. I didn't know I was beautiful. I didn't know I was beautiful until I was 70. And I am now 72. And I'm a beautiful woman. But I know it now, but I didn't know it then. But
wow,
I did.
Miss Augustine, I'm certainly sorry, and all of us probably feel that for you.
Yeah, I blame myself.
You went through that, but thank God you came through it, and I'm certain that you are a beautiful woman. And thank you for sharing that. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got a lot to cover. They're threatening me to get to some of these comments that are coming to the studio tonight. As I have a friend, we committed to spend 1 weekend a year. I mean, is this causing all of this trauma? Sparkles, I want to bring you in here, Sparkles. And I mean, they get together every other month, and certainly don't try to, I'm not trying to downplay this here. I'm just asking you all a few questions. I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to judge anybody. We're just having a conversation on here. Sparkles, and the question becomes now, I mean, they were enjoying themselves. Should they have just left their spouses? And chances are, even if they did, they know if they got to see each other every day, the dynamics of this relationship, this affair, is likely to change. So why, they say, if it's not broken, why are you going to try to fix something that's not broken, Sparkles? Talk to me, please.
They're both wrong. They're in sin. They're married, and they're committing adultery without any regard to their spouses.
So Sparkles, go ahead.
So if they want to continue on that relationship, at least have enough respect to tell their spouses the truth, divorce, if that's what it would take, so that no more hurt would be inflicted on the other spouses, and then they could do whatever the heck they wanted to do.
Yeah, but Sparkle, so, I mean, what person, some states have laws against adultery, and you can certainly get in some serious trouble for that. So what spouse would deliberately go beyond the Fifth Amendment to incriminate themselves to say, yes, I did this here, to lose everything that they possibly have? I mean, Sparkles, who's going to do that? Seriously.
I don't know. I don't know how many people would actually do that, but a person that is respectable enough, that cares enough for their spouse that they're married to, even though they're in an adulterous relationship, at least have enough respect for the spouse. Be honest, because it's been said from several tonight that spoken and made comments, I think it was Ms. J, that said whatever's done in the dark is definitely going to come to the light. It's just a matter of time and all that stuff like that. So you can't hide it. So be upfront
right. Okay. But
and
Sparkles,
honest.
Sparkles, who's going, now you're caught, right? Like a lot of people, they say things out here in the public, and they didn't know that they were being filmed, and they said it, and they're in high-profile positions. And now all of a sudden, they spoke what was on their heart, what was on their mind. And then all of a sudden they discovered that, oh, I got caught. Darn it, I didn't know I was on the air. So now they come out with a statement that they apologize, that doesn't reflect what's on their heart. Are they sorry because they got caught? Aren't they just lying like dirt?
Yes.
I don't know what other word to use. Aren't they just lying?
Yeah, they're lying.
They're lying because
you got
caught.
Yeah, they're lying. Yeah, they're sorry because they got caught.
That's what it is. So, Sparkles, who in the world is going to go beyond that Fifth Amendment and incriminate themselves to their spouse? You're gonna swear that that was your first time. You're gonna lie because you're already in trouble. And Sparkles, can you almost blame them for lying? I'm just asking a question. I'm not trying to justify. I'm just asking a question. Can you? I mean, because who would tell the truth? Oh, yes, sweetie, I did this. I've been doing it. He is like Carlos.
Person.
Is he going to tell his wife, I've been doing this for 3 years? You know, please forgive me. I won't do it again. Seriously?
No, he's not. A liar, a liar, always a liar?
No, not really.
But not necessarily always. But, I mean, if the man or the woman are respectable, okay, and care enough about the spouse, the person that they're married to, if they have any kind of feelings for their spouse, okay?
All right. We're going to certainly ask them about Miss J. Miss Cross.
To say, hey, the marriage isn't working. I'm not happy, whatever. Even if they don't want to say, hey, I'm out here, I've committed adultery or whatever.
Okay, like you've seen that. You've seen that show, Cheaters, right? Have you seen that show, Cheaters?
Sparkles?
I have.
Okay, so when you've seen that show, Cheaters, it's like the people, if they want to be with that person, one of the first words men are going to say is, she meant nothing to me, just like Jeff came on earlier. And he said, she meant, you know, they don't mean anything to you. That's because you're trying to save face. So, you know, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go up here. Demon Slayer, I want to bring you in here. Demon Slayer, we've got a live one tonight. Demon Slayer, you saw the movie Harlem Nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so Demon Slayer, remember when the guy, he was with part of the mob, that guy, he went in and he slept with this young lady, and he enjoyed that because it was new. It was new. It was exciting. He had been with his wife for a number of years because he had kids. And he said, you know, that woman worked it on him, worked things in the natural act so well on him. And, you know, and I'm trying to trigger this, Miss J, if you remember the movie now, but Demon Slayer. And he was lying there in bed while the woman got up, and it gave him a time to think. And then he got up and he sat up on the bed and he picked up the phone and he called his house, and apparently one of his children answered. He said, yo, let's call a child Maria. He said, Maria, tell your mama I ain't never coming back.
I'm from that town.
Okay. So Demon Slayer, and Miss J, I want to come to you next. Demon Slayer, remember that part in the movie? He said, I ain't never coming back.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was
yeah,
that newness. It was that newness. It felt good and exciting, even though that woman was deceiving him to set him up. So Demon Slayer, how can you let go of the newness? Come on, seriously, Demon Slayer.
It don't have anything to do with no newness. He was a weak man that just got a hold of some good hot booty. That's all he did. And he messed his head up. And so it don't have anything to do with newness. You know, if you ain't that disciplined, if you that weak of a man to just go for some real hot fresh booty, just like getting some hot chicken. Like me and Cassandra just ate and saying good chicken to eat, that's all. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. his mental wasn't strong enough to get something that fresh and hot out of the oven.
I can assure you that is a whole lot better than some chicken, just some chicken finger looking good. But we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss J, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, you remember the movie now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I sort of remember that. But listen, this is what I was thinking. In a good marriage, they ain't got to be good. They doing okay, a married couple. Why can't you just tell your spouse, man or woman, what you like? Because this is all about sex. Why can't you tell them what you like, what pleases you? And then if you got a wife that just, oh, I ain't do that, I ain't no try that, you might have some problems there. At least if you miss it to her, because that wife can be some good hot stuff all over again if she do something new and different. So why you got to go out there? That's why I say you talk to your spouse and see, can you get whatever you need at home? Because if you don't talk about your needs and wants, how do your other partner know what you need or want? Did you go out there get it from somebody else when you could have got the same thing at home if you just explained it or talked about it or tried it, and now you don't ruin your marriage because of that, you know? Because I'm sure you got wives out there with – that's all we want to do is please our husband or wife or whatever the case might be, you know? But we need to know.
But Ms. J, the truth of the matter becomes not all men and not all women the same. See, you're looking at it subjectively, which means, you know, but you'll have another woman that says, girl, I'm not doing that. And then you have a man that says, I ain't doing that for my wife. So you're making us look bad. They could be at a party, and one man is doing something catering to his wife, and then somebody's going to come out and say, man, you're making us, the rest of us look bad. Why don't you just stop catering to her? You know, or a woman is like, I ain't doing that for him, just like we've had on the show.
Hey, if that's your husband or wife, I don't know why you're saying that. But, you know,
I did
y'all supposed to be pleasing each other.
I did it.
Right. All right, let's get to some of these comments here. I got to go faster, you all. Let's go to some of these comments. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here quickly now. We got to really wrap it up. We got about 14 minutes. Pastor Roll, I have a friend. We committed to spend 1 weekend a year who my spouse does not even know about, okay? This female, she writes in, she says, I found out that my husband has been seeing his ex-wife for the past 7 years at least every 3 months when I thought he was traveling for business, just like in tonight's story. They obviously had committed to do so. I loved him so much, but this really hurts. I could really use some advice on how to go forward from here because I really don't want to lose him and I don't want a divorce. Pastor Roe, 15 seconds or less, and I know it would take a lifetime almost to tell some people stuff. What would you tell this woman? She wants some advice. She don't want a divorce. This man been doing it for 7 years. She found out.
Well, I think Sister Jay kind of hit on it a little bit, but I, Scripture says if you got aws against your brother, go to him and him alone. You know that if you don't hear, you know, sit down and talk about it. Come, let us reason together. You know, and that's, you know, you got to conversate, you got to talk, and then you know through conversation maybe the best will come. But at least
all
talk
right, we're
going to
certainly ask you to stand by, Cassandra. I want to bring you in here real quickly now, real quick. Cassandra, and I mean, any advice for her? You know, here's another one, actually, that this woman says that my boyfriend of 4 years cheated on me, so I went out and cheated with his best friend only to get back at him, and we did it about 5 times because I enjoyed his lovemaking better than I did my boyfriend's. But now I'm feeling a little bad about it. So what should I do? Cassandra, what do you tell her?
Well, she needs to ask for forgiveness and pray to God and ask God for forgiveness and if he's gracious enough to forgive her. And, you know, they need to seek counseling. And if they're going to be together, if not, then, you know, best thing to do is just, you know, forgive each other and just part ways.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go here. Shield of Faith, this one here writes in. She says, you know what? I've been cheating on my husband for the past 2 years with this guy I met at work. And she says, he is really the bomb.com, she says. And she says, I love my husband. I know that I'm married to him, but I can't give up this guy. It's just too good. So, Dr. Walker, do you have any thoughts on this? I can't let it go. What do you say to that? Shield of Faith?
I mean, she says she loves her husband, but you don't hurt the one that you love like that, knowing that he would be crushed to know you're having an affair. So do you really love him at all? Because basically what you're doing is deceiving him, lying to him, not being his wife, cheating on him, basically destroying him. You know, so she needs to give up the affair and, you know, be the wife that she's been called to be, that she promised to be, or she needs to come clean to him, divorce him, and let him find somebody that wants to be a good wife to him.
I see. So, Shield of Faith, just quickly here, do you think if she's enjoying him more than her husband, do you really think she can give that up? Seriously, Shield of Faith?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're strong people. We can do what we want. I mean, you can decide to not ever see that person again. Now, like everybody says, it might be difficult to do, but you don't have to give in to that temptation. Just like David was king, could have told the servants, go tell Bathsheba not to bathe on the roof anymore. And he wouldn't have seen her again.
But you know, the faith in a person's mind, there's a term called fixation or fixated. And when you become fixated, it's like a F-16, the plane. When they're about to release that bomb from that plane, it has a target that it's going at. That's fixated. That's fixation. And so when it's going at that target, it has to go and hit that target. The only way that it doesn't hit that target, if the frequency, the space of it, is too far out from the duration of where the bomb is supposed to hit, then it will explode in midair. Let me bring Demon Slayer in here. Demon Slayer, who's a military man. Demon Slayer, can you add anything to that? When that bomb is released, it has to go for that fixated target. Unless the target becomes too far out of range, it's going to explode in midair. Talk to us, Demon Slayer, quickly.
You hit it right on the numbers on Dr. Walker with the fixation. That's a whole other level to it, and it gets to the point where it's behavior. You might want to stop it, but it's so encompassed in your DNA that you want to commit that wrong, but you know it's wrong, but you don't want to do the right thing. So you are right on time with that fixation stuff, Dr. Walker. You're very intelligent.
Oh, well, thank you. I think all of you all are. Everybody's on here. We're all learning from each other.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask you all to stand by. Oh, they're threatening me over here. I got to get to the rest of these comments, you all. And they're here. They're here. So let's see here. Let's go now. Miss J, let me bring you in here and give you this comment. We got to really wrap this up. This male, he writes in. He says, I'm not proud of it, but I've been seeing my ex-girlfriend for over 6 months since we broke up. I've been dating this other girl for 4 months. I can't seem to help it because I'm still in love with my ex-girlfriend. It would really hurt the girl I'm with if she found out. Somebody, I mean, what can I do? Miss J, this is all messed up out here, Miss J.
Yeah, it seems like he done got hooked on one of them. But, you know, I'm going to say, sometimes you just got to keep enjoy the moment and keep some of this stuff as a memory, because there's going to be somebody that's going to be better than the other. So you need to just, you know, you're going to have to keep it as a memory and go for the one that you truly love to be happy in a relationship.
So, Ms. J, what happens if you're in the natural act and you end up, like we had a lady that came out on the show some time ago, and she said she made the mistake of calling her husband's best friend's name during the natural act. And she said it's been 18 years and her and her husband are sleeping. He can't forgive her. She's sleeping in a separate bedroom.
All I can tell you is enjoy yourself, but take a deep breath before you let something out your mouth.
you are taking a deep breath, and you can't.
Take a deep breath and think before you let something out.
We're gonna ask you to stand by. We still got a lot to cover tonight, you all. We can't get through all of it. Let's go ahead now. Let me bring in Cassandra. I want to bring you in here real quickly here. Been from the block, stand by. We're going to ask Dee to stand by as well. Cassandra, I want to bring you in here. This female, she says, she says, I saw how this devastated my mother when my father had a secret affair and, in fact, had 3 other children with other women that my father found out about when we were adults. It's hard to forgive my father knowing the dirt he did to my mother. Cassandra, it's not that boys will be boys. Is it really like that? Can you just say that the men, they're going to be men, boys are going to be boys? Is it like that or what? But boys don't play by themselves.
That's true, Dr. Walker. No one plays by themselves when it comes to such as this. But I'm sure that was a hurtful matter for the children to know, you know, what their dad did.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Cassandra, I want to ask you this question. So if the boys don't play it by themselves, you know, or the men, why are the women on one page, on one accord, that would cause all the men to act right? Because if a woman says, no, I'm not going to do this here, and then the men would stay where they are. But when one woman won't do something, you know, you got 25 others right in the neighborhood that will. Help me with that. Why are the women on the same page when they talk about the men?
Well, I guess it's just the same way like men on the same page when it comes to them talking about women. But, you know, like you were saying, when one won't, another one will. But that's because some women, they're just out here just to say that they have a man or just or be with a man. And it's a shame. I don't have the time to go into some things now. But anyway, you know, sometimes you just have to stand with your guns. You know what I'm saying? Just stick with your guns. If
but
know,
unlike,
know,
Cassandra,
know,
unlike, right, but unlike, I'm sorry to cut you off. We just got real go real fast. But unlike a lot of women, they're willing to commit. But the men are not necessarily willing to commit. So it's a little different. The men are not, I mean, in some cases, and you all, I'm not certainly not speaking for all men. I'm not even speaking for, I'm just asking some questions and throwing out some thoughts. You know,
right.
I mean, the women as the prize, the gift, sometimes the man is
going
to tell you what you might want to hear to get the gift.
That's that part right there. But that's why a lot of men are doing what they're doing because there are a lot of those that will. See, the ones that won't, and then you when you say, well, what one won't, another one will. It's so many that will, although they're just in for the fun. That's why men can do what they do.
Is it the women's fault then, and they're enabling us? Miss Cassandra, is it the women's fault and not all our fault? I'm just asking a question. I don't mean no harm, nobody.
I understand. I wouldn't say that it's all you guys' fault because a woman can say no just like the other woman say no. And the no, there's no let it be no. So if another woman go and engage in that, then, hey, she have a part and the man has a part too.
All right, Ms. Cassandra, we're going to ask you to stand by. We still got a lot to cover, and I got like 2.5 minutes to get rid of this stuff. Let's go here. D from Georgia. Let's bring you in here, D from Georgia, and give you this next comment. We got to wrap it up in like 90 seconds, you all. D, this next comment, this male, he says, I used to be in a similar situation that I was seeing two women at the same time. It really caused me a great deal of confusion because they both wanted more quality time, like Jeff said. Only one of them knew about the other, and when the other found out, she confronted us, and it caused a big scene, and now both women have left me. I'm really missing both of them because I love them both. Do you think they will come back to me? I keep trying. What do you think about that? Quickly here, D from Georgia.
No.
They won't come back to him?
No.
Couldn't one of them at least come back to the guy?
No.
Again, it's about loving yourself enough to do for you. They think it don't even have to be in the long term. It has to be right now. Respect yourself.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Augustine, I want to bring you in here real quickly here. 15 seconds, Ms. Augustine. Ms. Augustine, female, she said, several years ago I ran across my ex-boyfriend from college. Even though we were both married to other people, we started an affair to meet up every other month at this hotel. It seemed like a lot of fun until I was spotted by my husband's sister. And she told my husband, and he investigated and divorced me. Now the guy I was having an affair with has decided to stop and focus on his own marriage. I'm sorry I did it, but somehow the cheating seemed like so much fun at the time because it made me realize how much I loved my ex from college. Now I feel empty. It's not worth it. Help me. What do you say to that? Ms. Augustine, just 15 seconds.
I don't know how to answer that one. I think she deserved what she got.
Wow, Ms. Augustine. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at her.
No,
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's like... So the laws of karma, which goes around, comes around. Miss J, I'm going to give you this last one here. We got to get off the air. They're threatening me here. Miss J, this man, he writes in, he says, I'm not proud of this, Dr. Walker, and your guest, but I cheated with my wife's best friend for over 3 years, And then the best friend decided to tell my wife because she wanted me to divorce my wife for her. It turned out really ugly, and now my wife has divorced me. For some reason, I don't want the best friend anymore, and I realize now how much I miss my wife, who has obviously moved on with her life after 9 months of our divorce. They say you don't miss the water until the well runs dry. I think it's so true. Why can't my wife forgive me and come back to me? Ms. J, give us that, and then give us a closing, Ms. J. Go ahead, Ms. J. Close us out for the night.
Okay. That best friend was messy, you was messy, the whole thing is messy, and the trust is gone. So ain't nobody coming back to you. But I just want to say, do anybody think that a secret relationship is healthy? No.
No.
From what we discussed tonight, no way. And always remember that if a relationship has to be secret, you shouldn't be in it, because every secret has an expiration date. And when you are caught, the results can be harmful, detrimental, and very hurtful. That's all I have to say.
Ms. J, what a wonderful, brilliant closing, Ms. J. I mean, and it was so short and to the point. That was an absolutely brilliant closing. I mean, you know, we've had a lot tonight, you all, that we've covered, and you think tonight was hot. Wait till you hear part two of this story. But in the meantime, we're completely out of time. They're threatening me to get off the air over here. And you'll want to be back tomorrow night's program. What does God, what does the Word of God say about those who deceive others? That's tomorrow night's show. What does the Word of God say about those who deceive others? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. But if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's show, we'll be back here Saturday morning for our Miracle Prayer Day program Saturday morning. If you choose to bypass tomorrow night or bypass Saturday morning, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience all around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Great closing,
Ms. J. Good night, everyone. Great closing, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. God bless, Dr. Walker. Pastor Roland, everyone.
Pastor Roland. Georgia Cummins, Demon Slayer. In Georgia Cummins, Demon Slayer.
I appreciate that, Pastor Roland. I enjoy yours, too. Ms. J and Ms. Cross. The whole,
yes, and the whole crew.
The whole clique.
The whole
crew. The whole clique.
God bless you all. Everyone keep safe and keep well. I love you all. Thank you.
I love y'all too.
Marjorie,
God bless y'all tomorrow.
All right.
This is all in the name. God bless. God bless. I love that closing, Lady J.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
It does have expiration date. I never heard that one before. I love that.
Man, expiration date.
Yeah. No expiration date. Oh, wow.
That is true.
Yeah.